Okay, Elisa. Good morning. Yom Aleph, Sunday morning, Parshas Vayetze, Tov Shin, Pei Beis. We'll discuss the other heter, which is very prominently mentioned in Shulchan Aruch about the Isser of Yichud, about Yichud. Last week we discussed Pesach Pasuach, leaving the door open. And the second halacha, which actually appears first in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara as well, so we'll see in a minute, is the heter of Vayla Ba'ir. So when you have a situation of Yichud, a man and a woman, but that woman, her husband, is to be found in the same city as the woman. So let's say the woman goes to the doctor, or the woman even is at home, and she lets someone into the house to look at the water meter. So the water meter is inside the house or outside the house?
Inside.
So the guy lets in the water meter from the water company or something like that, but the husband just works a couple of blocks away, or maybe even further, maybe even works in the city, but he is currently in the same city as his wife. So we'll see there's a concept called Baila Ba'ir, which has a heter as well. And again, this is mentioned in the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Alef Amud Alef. Let's see the Gemara together. Omar Rabba. Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Baila Ba'ir, if her husband is in the city, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. There's no Chashash of Yichud. There's no issue of Yichud. Well, we'll see in a minute what that means, actually. In Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Omer, let's just see the whole Gemara, because there's another part to the Gemara, which we'll get to afterwards in terms of the Halacha, but it comes in one piece of Gemara. So again, we mentioned that Baal Beer is actually mentioned first in the Gemara. Then comes the Gemara we saw last week, another line, Omer of Yosef, Pesach Pasuch L'Shasar Rabim, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. And then the Gemara brings a story, which relates back to Baal Be'ir again. What's the story? Rav Bibi, Iklo Le'Beir Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi went to visit Rav Yosef. Basa de Korach Rifta. After they ate the meal, Rifta is bread. So after they ate the meal, Amar Lohu, Rav Bibi tells his host, Rav Yosef, Shkule Dargo Mitusei Bibi. Remove the steps or the ladder from underneath Bibi. It seems like they were eating on the second floor. They're like a loft or something. And that's where they were eating. And they finished the meal. So Rav Bibi was remaining upstairs. And he told Rav Yosef, his host, take the steps away. Basically lock me up into the room upstairs. There are no steps. He can't get down. Why? Because Rav Yosef's wife was going to remain in the house. And obviously Rav Yosef was going out maybe to give a shir. He was going to leave the house. So Rav Bibi was worried. There would be an Isser Yichud. He's in the house. Rav Yosef's wife is in the house. So he said, what you do is, take away the stairs. I can't possibly get down from the upstairs. And that's how we solve the issue of Yichud. So he said, Shkule Daga Mitusei Bibi. Take away the steps from underneath Bibi. And then we can solve the issue of Yichud. So the Gemara asked a question. Oh, my Rabba. One second. My Rabba said, Baila Be'ir Ein Choshishin B'Shem Yichud. So obviously, Rav Yosef was not leaving the city. I don't know where he was going, but he was going somewhere within the city limits. So, Frat the Gemara, what was Rav Bibi worried about? It's true that Rav Yosef was leaving the house, but he wasn't leaving the city. So if his wife is in the house, and Rav Bibi's in the house, but he's still in the city, the Gemara just said, Baila Be'ir Ein B'Shem Yichud. Ein Choshishin B'Shem Yichud. Says the Gemara, there's one more part to that. Shani Rav Bibi, Dishashvinte Havoy. Rav Bibi was Hamish with Mishpachas Rav Yosef. He used to visit the house often. He was a guest of there. Maybe Rav Bibi didn't have a wife. I don't know why he wasn't eating at home by himself in his own house. Maybe he didn't have a wife or something like that. He would come visit often. So he was familiar with them. He knew them well. He was friendly with them. And therefore, the Geisabay. So since he was Hamish with her, there's a greater chashash of Yichud, to the point that even if you have Baal Be'ir, it wouldn't help anymore. So this is important to know. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch that there's a heter called Baal Be'ir, that where the husband is in the city, she is permitted to be misyachid with someone. But if that someone, if that man that she's being misyachid with is someone that she's familiar with, and we'll define that later, what that means, she's familiar with him. Like this case over here, that Rav Bibi was Sheshvinte of Rav Yosef, and means the wife of Rav Yosef as well. And obviously, there's not a Havamina in the world to say that it means that he used to shmooze with her and he was her friend. We're talking about Rav Bibi, the Amar and the Gemara over here. But it means that they knew each other well. They could have been neighbors, or they had some sort of interaction. that they knew she wasn't a strange woman. She wasn't a stranger to him. So the Gemara says, if she's not a stranger, then gaisave. So then we have to be chayshish an extra chashash, and even where you would have usually a hefek called bailo be'ir, it would not apply over here, and she would not be permitted to be misyachid with him, and that's why Rabbi said, take away the steps, and that was the way to solve the issue of yichud. Oh, let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? What is this heter of bailo be'ir? So it's one line in Rashi, but two major points. In these just mamish of these six words, Rashi says two important, very important things. Number one, Rashi says, bailo be'ir ein chayshish in lomishem yichud. Number one, says Rashi, lahalkos, to get malkos. So what does that suggest? It's awesome. You don't get punished for it if the bailo is big. You don't get malkos. Is it mutter to be mesiach about beer? Sounds like from Rashi, it's not mutter. It's only din b'di'evet. If you did it, you don't get punished for it. But chachin to be mesiach with a woman, even if bailo beer, it's mashma from Rashi is awesome, which is suddenly the whole gemara got turned around. The saying there's a heter of bailo beer, according to Rashi, there's no heter. It's only that you don't get a punishment. And what is the heter of bailo be'ir, says Rashi? Demistifi mibal, she's afraid of her husband, number one. Hashta asi, she's afraid that what? Not just she's afraid of her husband. She's afraid he's going to show up right now. Hashta asi. If he's in the city, he may just show up at any minute. She may get caught in the act. So if she's going to get caught in the act, then she's fearful of that. So that's a heter. We know that will prevent her from doing anything wrong. And that is the heter of bailo be'ir. Hashtasi, he may come right now, which we'll see obviously will have a big implication in halacha. If the chashash is only because of hashtasi, he may show up right now. Now, look right away in Taisus. You'll see Taisus says, Bailo be'ir ein chayshe shalom b'shem yichud. Says Taisus, Pirish b'kontris, Rashi says, Ein chayshe shalom lahalkas. You don't get malkas, mashma. What is that mashma in Rashi? Mitech pirushay, ha isura mi'o'iko. However, it is usur, even though it's bailo be'ir. Only malchus you don't receive. But could you do it l'chatchila? Could you actually be misyachet? Is that mutter l'chatchila? No. Tractatus, v'kasha. The obvious question, Rabbi said. We just saw the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? In came my parach b'samach al Rav Yosef to Ka'amar, Rav Yosef said, shkulu daga b'tusei bibi, v'ha'amar rabba b'ayil b'yir ein chayshin lom b'shem yichud. What did the Gemara say? Rav Bibi said, take away the steps. So the Gemara asked Rav Bibi, why was Rav Bibi worried? B'ayil b'yir. So, we bailo be'ir. Didn't you see Rashi? Bailo be'ir is not mutter. Bailo be'ir is also. But the evidence, you don't get punished. But it's also to be bailo be'ir. So what was the Gemara's akasha? Bibi was, what was he worried about? Rav Yosef was in the city, and the Gemara says an answer of gaisabe. What were they worried about? Well, but at first the Gemara said it's bailo be'ir. Bailo be'ir. But Rashi said bailo be'ir is also l'chatchila. Why should it's a good kasha? It's understood? So, what's pshat in Rashi? Zoktaisis. Well, my question, he did Malkus Lecha, Isura Mi'eka, but it was Aser. Obviously, Rabbi Bibi didn't want to be over the Isser. But near Lefarish, Ein Choshishin Klau Misham Yichud. Ba'afilu Isura Lecha says. Taisus, he disagrees with Rashi, he says, there is no Isser whatsoever. Ein Isser B'chlau, Ba'i Labir. That's why people are familiar with the Heter, because so Taisus, nothing. There's no Isser. If the husband is in the city, even Lechatchila, it's mutter for the woman to be Misyached with a man. Now, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see also...
Basis is Mirsus? Is that the basis that he's afraid?
Afraid that he may show up.
He may show up at any
Since
time.
Since he's local, he may show up at any time.
So she knows that he went to give a shiur for 4 hours?
Oh, that's a good question. Right? What about if he's at work from 9 to 5? Right? Does he ever, you ever hear of someone just showing up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to come home from work? Yeah. Baruch, was that heard of? Back in the day when people used to go to the city to the office.
That's
right? He didn't just leave at 3 o'clock to come home. So she knows he's not coming home. So Rashi says that what? Hashtasi. We mean hashtasi. But you know he's not coming home. Right? But what about even further? What about if he told her he's not coming home? He said, I got caught up at work. There's a client came, and I see there's a load of work over here. I'm not going to be finished for hours. There's no way I'm going to make it home until late tonight. It's going to be a late night. Right? That's the title of the shiur. What time will you be home? Because what happens if she knows he's not coming home?
Let's see. I'm saying the word Rashi.
No, it's not even Yotze v'nichnas. Let's say...
It's a regular, I'm saying the vowel is no different than any person.
It's not Yotze v'nichnas.
The door doesn't have to be open, does it?
It's not. We'll see it's not. Because it definitely also has to do with the fact that it's her husband. Correct. Let's say she... Well, the truth is like this. I guess you don't suspect it's not anybody would just show up. Right? Well, again, we saw last week there's a heter of Pesach Pesach. If the door is open or maybe even unlocked, say, somebody else could walk in. Well, let's say the door is locked. So if somebody else would knock on the door, so ignore him.
Like you said,
if the husband comes and knocks on the door, maybe ignore him. What's going on? Why isn't the door opening?
You said, like you said last week with the kid, people's children just walk in and out, they knock on the door, they expect. So the Bible.
So again, right. same, that's true. That's a heter of Pesach Pesach. If the derech is for people to come in and out, so then also there's no yichud. But here, the door is locked, number one. And number two, nobody's around. And you have to realize this is an old times. We'll get to modern communication today, but she obviously had no way of being in touch with him. She didn't know that what time he would come home, but he could show up at any minute. She has no idea. So even if the norm, let's say, is that he doesn't show up for another hour or two, but the Maya say he's in the city. He's just at his booth in the market a couple of blocks away. He may just show up. So even if the door is locked, that fear, obviously, again, this fear does not apply to anybody else, only to her husband, that he may just show up. Yes, it still applies only to the husband.
The Bible Be'ir doesn't require the Pesach Pesuach.
Correct. These are two independent Heterim. Two independent Heterim. The door is locked. But if he were to show up and start knocking on the door, what's going to happen now? It's too late, right? The other guy's going to jump out the window, right? I mean, if he did, he's going to suspect her. Why is the door locked? Why aren't you opening the door right away?
Why should being Hamish make any difference?
That's the Chacham Zalman's Kasha. Chacham Zalman's Kasha. Excellent. Very good.
Kasha.
You see? You feel compelled to open the door. So.
What about like today? Yeah, Manhattan is considered the year.
So that's also a question.
Honestly, it would be very fair. If I hang up on the phone, my wife knows it's at least an hour minimum.
Let's get mamish to all these applications. Exactly. How can you come here in the city? It takes at least an hour to get up by subway and with a car too. And regardless of how you try to get back from the city, usually it would take over an hour.
How does Rashi go to tomorrow?
It's a good question. We'll discuss afterwards how Rashi gets back to the morning. I think there is a pshat. I understand, but it's obviously very shrek.
The Bach seems to have a different understanding of Rashi.
Of Rashi?
Yeah. I mean, he focuses on it. He says, Kleimel Ahalkis Olahakas Kistoris Mazutra.
So he's referring to a different Gemara over here.
It doesn't mean Malchus. It doesn't mean Malchus.
Oh, you mean it doesn't literally mean Malchus, Malchus. It has to do with her becoming Asura Labaila, no? Or it's a different, it's the Gemara earlier, right? Malchus Ali Yichav Einoish and Ali
Yichav. Yeah.
But again, I don't think he disagrees with the idea that Lechatchila sounds like it's Mutter. Lechatchila, it's awesome. I'm sorry. These are all things that happen after the fact. If this is what happened, you're Malkin or Machris, you're not Malkin, but before the fact, is it Mutter or is it Aser?
Another question I have with Rashi is the same Lashon was used for the Heter of Pesach Pesach. Says in Kleshishim Shemichas. How could you touch one means Heter
right. And
one means this?
Somehow Rashi knew.
Same Lashon.
Correct. But somehow Rashi understood that this is different. This is referring somehow only to the B'dievet. And the Bible be and Pesach Pesach, he does not say that. Correct.
He doesn't say anything?
No. He does not say anything. And it's clear, because we'll see the Pesach can bring this Rashi. In Shulchan Aruch, not in the Machaber, but the Nais HaKelim bring this Rashi. And by Pesach Pesach, there's no such mention. Obviously, nobody understood that Rashi had such an... It wasn't like, oh, he says it here, so let's apply it to Pesach Pesach. He does not hold like that for Pesach Pesach. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam is in Perek HaBez Yisur B'ya Halacha Yud Aleph. Yud Bez, I'm sorry, Halacha Yud Bez. The Rambam says, Eishes Ish Shahoya Bailo Be'ir. So she's married and her husband is in the city. Eina Chasheshes Liyichud. Mipnei She'emas Bailo Leo. So, Eina Chasheshes Liyichud does not sound like only B'dievet. She doesn't get punished. It sounds like Eina Chasheshes means there's no Isser whatsoever. The Rambam is telling you Halacha how to conduct yourself. Eina Chasheshes Mishub Yichud. There is no Isser of Yichud. He doesn't bring the words of Rashi Hashta. See, he only says Mipnei She'emas Bala Leo. There's something called Emas Bala, right? Which that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, the Gemara does not say the lashon. I'm sorry. Rashi says Mistafimi Bal. She's afraid, and then he added on Hashta. See, the Rambam doesn't say that. He just says Emas Bala Leo. And you'll turn to the next page in Shulchan Aruch. You'll see that he obviously quotes the lashon of Rambam, which he very often does. I apologize. The hand is pointing to the wrong sif. It's pointing to Zion. We have to be looking at Ches. So we're in Evan Ezra, Simon Chav Beis, Sif Ches. Isha Shabailo Ba'ir, Ein Choshishin Lehesyachet Ima. There's no Isser whatsoever to be Hesyachet. Again, not like Rashi. He's going like Tesis, like the Rambam. Mepnei She'emas Bailo Aleha. And then he quotes the second part of the Gemara. The Mahoyo is a gospel. If it was Libay gospel, what does that mean? He gives examples. Kegoin. Shegodla imoy. She grew up together with him. Let's say they were lived in the same courtyard. So they're familiar with one another. She's related to him. So we are accustomed to thinking that relatives aren't what that, just one second, I'll finish the thought, that relatives are more kal. We're accustomed to think relatives are more kal. But again, the relatives, which are mutter b'yichud, parents, a sister, not to live, but to be misyachid is mutter, it's true. But other relatives where there is a yichud, it's more chamer than a iser of yichud for somebody else, because these are people you're familiar with, right? Another application which is very common is a housekeeper. Anyone who has a housekeeper who's been with them for many years, the children that grow up in the house are very hamish with the housekeeper. Because, first of all, she very likely watched them as children, and she's there all the time. She lives in the house. Like a cleaning lady is, I would say, less of an issue. She comes, she goes, she's just there to clean the house. She doesn't live with them. She's not like a part of the family in any way. But people who have a live-in, it's a real issue of liba gaspa. Very often you see that the live-ins, they look at the young children as like, you know, they're egging it, like they're part of the family. They feel themselves like they're part of the family, and it's a serious issue of liba gaspa. And so again, this has nothing to do with buying a beer, because that's already after they're married. But the, not after they're married, also there's no heter, just to mention, there is no heter buying a beer for a great. I mean, let's say you have the housekeeper and a 12-year-old boy in the house, you don't say, well, listen, this Hispanic woman, her husband lives a couple of blocks away. There's no heter buying a beer for a great. It's only for a Jewish woman has a heter. A firm lady would have a heter buying a beer. But let's say for Pesach Pesuah, also, there's a, what? He's still a cop. So there's a question if there's a din chinuch on yichud. So you're right. Let's not use a case where he's 12. Let's use a case where he's a teenager already. He's 13, 14, 15. But this is like his friend. She prepares him lunch. She takes care of the house. But there's a real issue of yichud. And again, the ramification would be not by Baal Be'ir, but it would be by Pesach Pesuach. Because there too, there's no heter for Liba Gaspa. So if you have, let's say, I'll unlock the door, I'll leave it open. But if it's Liba Gaspa, then there's no heter for Pesach Pesuach. So it's a real issue.
And is it Baal Be'ir?
No, only by law. Amos by law love. There's something special. There's something unique about the relationship of a woman with her husband that she's afraid of him. Well, obviously because she would. That's what he asked before. Oh, very good. Mordechai asked the same kasha. We're going to get to the minute. Chacham Sadam's kasha. Oh, let's just finish what he says. If he once warned her, don't. He saw that she was talking to them one time. That's also an extra level of chumrah. That even though it's bailo beir now, he was mekana that she should not be together with this man. Lo yisyachad ima afal pi shabailo beir. There, the heter of bailo beir does not work. Okay, we'll get back to the issue of Libah Gaspa at the end. We'll get back to the gospel. First, we'll try to define what does it mean by the ear, and also how do we apply this concept from Rashi or Hashtasi? He's about to come home, which when we know that very often, even if you are in the city, even if you're in Brooklyn, Borough Park and Flatbush, you're not coming home because you're busy doing something, you're at a shir, you're by davening, you're at work, and you're just not coming home for another X amount of hours. So number one, let's see the Chachma Sadam. It's in the back of the Chachma Sadam. He writes that it's called Bina Sadam. It's in Tshuva Yud Zayin. Let's see. Let's look at this. Let's start from the second paragraph because he talks about several things in this tshuva. I don't want to get distracted with all the different cases he talks about. So let's just see this paragraph of Amasal va'omnam. He says as follows: va'omnam nearly says the Chacham Sadam. The zed dafka, this heter of Baal Be'ir is dafka bebeisa shedara, only in the house that she lives in. If she's in her own house and there's a different man, like we said. He's the Con Edison guy, comes into the house, and she's at home. So then you have a heter of Baal Be'ir if he's in the city. If she goes elsewhere, she goes, let's say, to the doctor's office, or she goes for an appointment somewhere. Even though her husband is in that same city, there's no heter of Yichud. Here, we do not apply the concept of being afraid of her husband. Why? Because the chashash was the mystery about hashtasi. He's quoting the words of Rashi, hashtasi. Kiven de eni yodea heichoni. One second. The point is, he may come home. Any minute, he could just show up and come home. Which we'll see, maybe he can show up, but assuming that there's no time constraint, he may just show up to the house. So if she's in the house with somebody, okay, he may just knock on the door and come home to the husband. But if she left and went somebody somewhere else, he doesn't know that. If he didn't, if obviously she didn't notify him, right? She obviously didn't notify him. So she just decided to go and take care of something. And he doesn't know that she's there. Oh, Baila Beir. I have a heter, Baila Beir. Yeah, but he has no idea that she's there. He doesn't know that's where she is. So Zokta Ochach Mazadim, she would not have the heter. But Omnam, Hoda Amrinon Emas Baila Leo. Listen to this. This is where he brings in your kasha, Martai and Moshe, this kasha that you asked. That's point number one. We'll just see 2 points in the Chacham Sadeh. Number one, a very important halacha, the heter of Baila Beir is only when she's in her own home. If she's somewhere else, since he does not know where she is, I would assume that if he taka knows where she is, because she calls him before, she says, you know, I'm going to meet with somebody, I have a business meeting with somebody, then it would be a heter of Baila Beir also, because he may come to that location and show up on her because he knows where she is. But if he does not know where she is, she doesn't tell him every business meeting she has during the day, so then there's no heter of Baila Beir, because again, he goes with Rashi, hash to Asi, the chash is not just that he's afraid of her, but it's he's afraid that he's gonna show up. So it would only be in a case where he knows where she is. Now, number two, says the Chachma Sadam. V'omnam, hoda amrinon emas baila leo, this that the Gemara said, or that Rashi said, and the Shulchan Aruch says, emas baila leo, it cannot be it doesn't mean he may show up and she's going to get caught in the act, so she's afraid. Why do I know it doesn't mean that? This is the kasha was asking. So liba gaspa. But if she's afraid her husband may show up, so liba gaspa. She knows him and she's familiar with him, but her husband is down the block. Or he's just a short while away. He may just show up. And if that's a heter, she's afraid, hashtag, see? So that same heter should apply. What is the chash of Baila Beir? What is the heter of Baila Beir? Elanir Li, the Haki Pirushay. Shehi Misyare, Kishayobi Habal, she's afraid that her husband may just show up. The Mase, Shehi Misyachedes, Im Ish, She'ina Gaspa. She's going to see, she's meeting with some strange man over here. What are you doing with this guy? You have no business being with him. Who's this man over here? And therefore he's going to suspect her that Mistam is in sir. What's she doing with him? She's doing the wrong thing with him over here. Then Lykein, my boy ish nachri gaba. If she's not doing the wrong, what's this guy doing here? My boy ish nachri gaba. V'shem b'yachkar oisa. So what's he going to do if he suspects her? He's going to start investigating what was going on over here. V'yivod aloi, and it'll become known to him, ha'emes, what really happened. So she's afraid of it. So not that he's going to show up b'shas ma'isa. Maybe he'll show up 20 minutes later, maybe an hour later, but she's still there together with him. And therefore, he's going to investigate, what are you doing with the strange woman? Ooh, and then she's going to find out. So that is a deterrent. That's what I was looking for. That's a deterrent for her to get involved in anything. And therefore, we know, since, again, he's a stranger to her, so she knows that if her and her husband's in the city, if he's going to show up, he's going to want to know what's going on over here. So that is a deterrent for her, from her for doing anything wrong. Let's just conclude what he says over here. Avo begaspoi. So therefore, there's an afimina. So if she is hamish with him, he comes home and he finds her with her cousin, right? Or she finds her with a business associate, meeting in the office with a business. Well, he's not wondering anything because this is normal, right? This is what they do. They have business meetings or cousin came over to visit, so he doesn't think twice. In such a case, Baila Beir is not going to help because he has no reason to suspect her. That's why Baila Beir does not help by Liba Gaspa. If Cain, tis the gam Cain, there is some Mayer B'yichad, Mamish, Hayan, Shadel, Svasugur, Lufizet, Kishabaila Noisir Rishos, Loha Isha, listen to another Chiddush, he says, Shabaila Noisir Rishos, Loha Isha, Lechaz, Abayis, Plaini, Vadai Chai Shina, Mishim Yichad. You would think if the husband gives her Rishos, oh, you want to go somewhere? You wanted to meet with somebody? No problem. You can meet with them. Zokter Chachmas Adam sounds like it's more common. The husband even knows about it. He gave her permission. Fakir, because since if he were to show up, he would not suspect her of doing anything wrong. Therefore, she's not afraid to do anything. Again, if the chashash would be he would show up b'shas ma'isa, so regardless of who it is, she would be afraid. But if the chashash is not, she's going to show up b'shas ma'isa. The chashash is she's going to show up and he's going to say, what are you doing with this lady? So then, if it's any woman who would not make him ask that question, that would all be an iser of yichud. We wouldn't have the heter of Baila Beir. And that chiddush of the Chachmas Adam, not everyone agrees with it. Rashi seems to disagree with it. But the first chiddush, which is really what I want to focus on, is that if she's not at home, if she goes out of the house, then she does not have the heter balbiyah. The heter balbiyah is only if she's in her own home. And the Chavetz Chaim actually brings this down in the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael. Nidchei Yisrael, I believe, is the swami he wrote for soldiers. Is that true? I think so. That's the one he wrote for Yiddish soldiers in the army. It's like a brief compendium of halachas that were relevant. And the Chavetz Chaim brings it to Perek Chavdal Nidchei Yisrael and Oizvav. He brings Isha Shabai Lavir and Choshen Lasiachad Ibn Nish Imaz Bailo Leo. That's a quote of the Shulchan Aruch. And then he brings in the Chachma Sadduk, because it's Dafka Bebesa. If she goes elsewhere out of the house, she has no idea that she left the house. Again, this is before cell phones. If her husband gave her permission to go, he says, oh, you wanted to meet with someone, such a person? Go ahead, no problem, have a meeting with her. Then certainly it would be Aser. He's going with the Chachma, and he says in brackets, Chachma Sadduk. We realize, obviously, when the Chachma Chaim wrote his Svarim, the authority of Halacha in Poland at that time was the Chachma Sadduk. We came to understand that to the next generation where the Chachma Chaim himself became the authority. But when he wrote his Svarim, the Chachma Sadduk, that's who you quoted for authority in halacha. Now,
if I'm saying anything, you tell a woman would tell her husband, "I'm going to see this person," there's no longer any heter of bial beer.
Correct. It's only if it's like a surprise thing. Oh, what are you doing with this guy? Correct. If it's expected, then there's no heter of bial beer. V'hu adin libe gaspa, every relative. Meaning, in a case of a relative, she didn't tell him, "Oh, I'm going to shmuz with my cousin." He just would show up, let's say, and she's there schmoozing with him. But that's not a surprise. Okay, she was there. She was around. They came from out of town, and she just wanted to stop by to say hello. She hadn't seen him in a long time. That's normal. It's all normal.
But so your example of the water meter guy, he has an excuse to be there.
It's true. Anyone who has a good reason to be there,
which could in theory be almost anyone.
Only if you knew about it.
You say almost.
This
Chachma Sadduk, that if it's someone who is expected to be with, it doesn't mean that you'll just come up with an excuse. It means it's normal.
Is it not normal for a guy from the supermarket delivering groceries?
No.
Someone's delivering the mail.
She's looking at it that her husband is be chasher.
She's better off not telling him where she's going.
She doesn't think her husband will be chasher with the
is she better off not telling him where she's going?
What was that?
Is she better off not telling him where she's going?
Again, if she doesn't tell him where he's going, where she's going. No, so there's the perfect fine line right in between. If she doesn't tell him where she's going, the Chachma Sadduk says, there's no heter bialo be here because he can't find her. He doesn't know where she is. If he knows where she's going and he knows who she's talking to, also it's aser. Why? Because he shows up there and it's expected that we had an appointment together, right? So the best thing would be to be, he should know where she's going, and she shouldn't know who she's meeting with. Or he shouldn't know b'chlal that she's meeting with a man, at all. He should know that she's to be found where, in a certain office building. I have to go there to take care of business.
And there's no chance that anyone
right?
else will be there. Anyone who's there.
It doesn't sound like anybody that you can explain. Again, once he has to start explaining what it is, there may already be a drisha b'chakira.
Because it's normal every day that if you go to an office building, that coworkers are going to be there. So anyone who's there has a reason.
Again, it's not just I'm in an office. It means that they're locked in a room together.
It's her perspective. So in other words, she looks at it like if her husband knows that. She knows this guy, that he's not that. You know,
he's not going to start asking more questions.
Right, exactly. But if she thinks that the husband doesn't know this guy, you know, even if he's the plumber who has a reason to come to the house, but she looks at it like, okay, the husband doesn't know that if I know this guy.
Correct.
So
I hear that, but let's say in his case, he comes home, the guy says on this thing, Con Edison, right? You know right away who that is, right? It's not a cashier, they come, right?
And
it's throwing
a smart
meter.
She still needs the cousin comes home, and the husband's not going to know what he was doing there the whole time, because the husband.
Not that it means that
that minute that he comes in, he right? She has.
Does she have to explain herself, or it's obvious? Like, this is nothing.
The contractor's there. Okay, you know, whatever.
And if the cousin is not facing the door, so the husband walks in, he sees a man, he doesn't know what it is, the guy turns around, oh, it's a cousin.
No, I don't think it means that. Right, I don't think it means that. But it means that if it needs explaining, it doesn't say the Chacham Sofer. You want to say anyone who it could even be explained, it wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
No, it would be an issue. It would be an issue. She's a big chomer.
No, she would not be afraid. She knows that the husband doesn't know the guy. She would be misyare that he's going to come in, and even though he's a plumber.
Right. Which basically limits this whole iser. It limits the whole heter of Baal Be'ir. It limits the case of Baal Be'ir, the heter of Baal Be'ir,
to strangers.
To a real issue of yichud. Like a strange man, a strange woman just meeting up and schmoozing together. What in the world are they doing in the locked room together? Oh, and then you have Baal Be'ir, so what am I doing together? Well, then she'll be afraid, it will solve that issue. But anyone that there is a reason to talk to for any reason, I hear, it really limits.
How about Ishta Be'ir?
No, so there's no hetter of Ishta Be'ir, there is a hetter of Ishta Be'shamarte, if she's watching, which means she has to be really on the premises. Someone asked me this morning about that she's coming in and out of the house all the time. That's something else. I mean that she's constantly in and out. That's a shmir, what?
That could be no worse than a regular shem.
Correct. Oh, I mean, any shomer could have been in and out of the house.
You have a neighbor, say, come in, you know.
Ishtim Shamarte helps more. Give me a moment. I don't remember at the moment. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, there's a case of Ishtim Shamarte that is a greater shmir than anybody else. Okay, so let's just see the application over here. The tshuva for Moshe, and then a very interesting tshuva from the Shev Kalei for Avazna as well, about Baal Be'ir. So Rav Moshe is in Eben Ezer Chelek Dalid, Simen Samachay, which is, we've seen many times, this is the compendium of all those tshuvas about Yichud. Towards the end of the tshuva, you can see over here, it's an Ois Chav Hei. Let's see the Dibra Maskel Umashik Kosav Chacham Asavim, the third to last paragraph. There's like little pieces over here within this Ois. Umashik Kosav Chacham Asavim, the Dafka Bebeis Aleke Iser Yichud, Avo Kushatevich Labayis Acher Ike Iser Yichud, and the Chavetz Chaim quoted that. Nami Hu Dafka Kushahocha Lamokim, She'en Regilo Lelechasham. Only if she went to a place where the husband does not know where she is. She left the house. He comes home. Where are you? He has no idea. Avo, im regilo lelech sham, if it's usual for her to go there, because she lo yimtzena babayis, if he were to come home and see she's not home, yesh le lehavin shehalcha l'sham, he would understand right away, if she's not home, she went to this other place, who l'sham, who ki yodeya hamachim shehalcha l'sham, then obviously it's the equivalent of her being at home. Because the idea is, she may show up, because and he assumes she's home. Let's say she's not home, she went somewhere else. But if he would assume on his own that she went to the other place, then again, she would have that heter. V'ein lesser. V'ulai muva zem b'tech tvar. Maybe it's even to be understood from the words of the Chacham Asadim itself. Shemasek hatam. It says, shaharei baila eni yedeh hechem. But if he does know where she is, not necessarily at home, anywhere. But if he knows where she is, then, kishatech labakam shir gila, huki yedeh hechem. So that's another heter. Not necessarily, she doesn't necessarily have to be home mamish. She just has to be in a place where he knows where she is. And then he brings in this other question that the Eilim keeps on asking in the last paragraph of New York. Big cities, right? So to travel on the from one end to the other could take some time. If I'm not mistaken, I think if you want to travel the longest train line in New York is the A line, right? And the A line goes from the top of Harlem from Washington Heights all the way out to Far Rockaway, right? And it's all within New York City, right? All the way out the A line travels. I think it's almost 2 hours. The line from one end to the other is almost 2 hours. Okay, the train, the subway is pretty slow. Maybe I'll have to drive a little quicker, but it's a big city, New York. So what are you going to tell me? It's Baal Be'ir on the other end of the city. Here he says a different case. He's going to work. Alzman Shoyes Harvey. The guy works long hours. You can't just leave work whenever you want.
He punches a clock, he means.
Yes, he means that he works right, correct. He's talking about he's a worker. So he can't just leave in the middle. She'ikah isa yichud, there's an isser of yichud. Now let's say he's self-employed. So again, he's saying there's no hashta asi because he's not coming home. It's not up to him to leave. Let's say the guy works long hours every day. But at the end, he's self-employed. He could leave if he wants to, but he never does leave. Why? Because he doesn't want to lose business. Doesn't want to lose money. Every minute he's out of the store, he loses a customer. I give a show up to the shoemaker. He's out till 1 o'clock. Okay, that's it. He lost the customer. You go elsewhere. Yesh lo lachosh. The shemen is damele misha yisham v'yuchal alechas the base of lekes yichud. Interesting thing. He said that maybe he found somebody to take him over, and a man the fort family. So if he's a worker, an employee, no such thing. You can't just leave when you have to leave. It could be things are different today. It used to be when you worked in a sweatshop or you worked in a factory, you had to be there, you had to be there. There's no such thing, oh, one of my kids is sick, I have to go home. Today, what do they call it? What are the rights of a worker called? You have certain rights, right? If you say that your kid is sick, you have to leave, they have to let you leave, right? I guess every workplace, the environment's a little different, but to a certain extent, you can't, it's not the same way, even a paid employee who has to be there from 9 to 5, there are exceptions and you can't leave for different reasons. So it may be even more common in that sense today as well. So again, if there is a chance that he can leave, even though he never does leave before a certain hour, but he can leave, that also is by the ear, and she has to be, she is worried, hash to us, even though he never comes home at this time. So again, Baal Beer is anywhere where she suspects her husband may just show up and find her there, which usually is at home, right? Or her workplace, because he knows, like, that's mom, that would be the classic example. If he comes home and she's not home, where is she? Oh, she went to work, that's where she is, right? So if he was looking for her, he would go to work. So there also she would have the heter of Baal Beer, but this is a different nekud over here. Here the question is, would he actually come home now? He never comes home now. He himself is at work, he doesn't show up. Zakir Moshe, if he has the ability to leave, you have to be chayshah. She would be chayshah. She would be afraid. Obviously, it doesn't mean that she thinks this is going to happen. But to be caught in the act, it's not kedai even one in a thousand to try such a thing. So if there's even the slightest chance that he could come home, meaning that he has the ability to come home, then she wouldn't be involved with somebody else, and she would have a heter of bial be'ir on the sichah. Now, let's see the tshuva from Avos. This is a very interesting thing.
We're mentioning earlier about that you would know where she, like you're saying, she's not at home, she's at work. What if? And if she calls and tells him, I'm going to this place.
Very good. Let's see the truth from Avosna. It's in...
Do you use cameras at all as a deterrent? Like, people have, let's say, cameras...
So that keeps on asking this question. I didn't... It's really a different question. It's not a different question. It's a different question, but it's a...
Asterisk.
It's right. It's a broader question. It's something which applies to many areas of halacha. Do we view a camera as something which is in place of a human being in terms of a deterrent? And I guess... You would apply differently with kashrus, and then right. Could a camera be used?
He could watch
in place of a
he could watch her live every day from his office.
Right. So that look, if it's a deterrent, look, it should be the same deterrent. It's not just Baal Be'ir. It's like Baal Be'ayis. It's not that he's going to come. He's here.
You need a camera in every room in the house.
No, correct. Even if you only have one at the entrance, and you see. When a person walked in and when a person walked out, that should also be the turn. If somebody shows up.
Imamish matters every morning. Mashgiach HaKashrus will use that today.
The shadow is Dio Heter when someone did come.
At every door or every front door, back door, side.
No, or door.
I definitely hear it in Svara, but I don't know for a fact.
At least one of the cameras at all times.
Let's see what the Shevet HaLevi says. He wants to say that this is a Machlekes Rishonim. This Hashta Asi of Rashi, he wants to say it's a real Machlekes Rishonim Heter Paskin. And he actually is Noit Lahachman. He writes like this: "It's a chel gimel of Shevet Halevi, simin kuf pei. Inyan bailo beir, va'oise malachte befactory. Kol hayem. This is an old-time factory worker. You couldn't just leave the place. Vola beis beir. He only comes home at night. Mahu ba'oise shoyis im havek ein bailo beir. Even though he is in the city, maybe we should treat it as if he's not in the city because we know he's not coming home. The ikar din bailo beir. Pligi barashi b'taisis kedusha peyal. This machlekes Rashi taisis. The last Rashi kifisha hevino. According to taisis understanding, but maybe he's alluding to what you're saying over here." Is another understanding of Rashi. Sphere leg the Isura Mia Ikka, that even Baal Be'ir is not Mutu Lechatchilim. Ola HaTaisis Afi Lechatchilim Mutu. But then says the Shevet HaLevi, could the HaTaisis, like Taisis, Kosovo Rambam, will come out Kol HaPaiskim. Almost all the Paiskim agree with Taisis and the Rambam that it's a Mutu Lechatchilim. Vachi Paskim Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Beisiv Ches, Ivra, HaChalkis Mechaika Beishmo, which we didn't look at on the side, the two nice Sekelim on the Shulchan Aruch, Shneem Hetiku Mechaikis Hanal. They bring Rashi Shita Bli Acharon. They don't say, they don't discount Rashi Shita. Ubiturei Zov Sham Daitoi Degam LeRashi Leke Isla Chachil. He has a different pshat. Even according to Rashi, it's Mutter. But according to most Paiskim, it is considered a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And he's saying the Rashi Shita is a Shita that has to be dealt with. Shuv, he says. Besides for that, again, that small little Rashi he packed in. And he said another point. Rashi Ika Machlekes Pei Rashi VeRambam B'Tam Baal Be'ir. For the what's the reason of Baal Be'ir? Dil Rashi the Ime, according to Rashi, Hatamishon, the Himisyari Dilma Hashta Asim. It's the Rashi said Hashta Asim. Omnam La Rambam Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who don't mention these words Hashta Asi, Nira Hatamishon the Emas Bailo Leho. Ein Zemishon Pacha Dilma Hashta Chazilo. doesn't mean he's going to show up and see what's going on over here right now. Elo, kol shehu ba'isa ha'ir, lo'olam pachadu aleha. His pachad is on her. She's afraid of her husband. V'hu inyan regesh tivi. It's a natural instinct that she's afraid of her husband. Shebiyosi karayv, when he's in proximity, ba'alusa aleha. He's like looming over her. Okay, she feels his presence anytime he's in the city, even though she knows he's not coming home. Even if he tells her, he's going all the way to the Bronx. Which we've mentioned, is one of the authority of Yichud from the contemporary Svarim. He brings me Talmud Chacham Gadol B'Yireinu B'Shem Sefer Yad Elyo. The Dov is a Toloi B'Machlekes Rashi V'Ramanal. This depends on the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. B'Tam Baila B'Yir. Dil Rashi Machlek Aser. Even if she goes far away, it's also, if he says, I'm going to the Bronx, it's Mutter. It's going to be Aser. Why? Because she knows that he's not coming home. Brings a Tzushal from Yainesach. I'm not sure what it means, what he's referring to. Ola Rambam Mutter the Stama Omru Baila B'Yir Ein Chayshim V'Loi Chilku. It says, Tam Baal B'ir is Mutter. Why? Because she has that fear that he's in the city, regardless of whether he's coming home or not. Omnam, B'Sefer Ezra Mikaydish, which is printed in the Shulchan Aruch from the B'Chacher. B'Evan Ezra Shom Kosov, the Gam B'ir Gedoyla, in the big city of Rantuchia. Anyone know which city that is? I don't know which city that is. Mutter, Baal B'ir, there is a Heter. Mikol Mokim, B'Hadiyah Lo Shemaflik, Tzarechiyin. You see, he doesn't agree to this interpretation. Even though it's a big city, and he told her, which he should say, should be a problem because, according to Rashi, because there's no hashtasi, he holds even if it's a big city, he says it's mutter because Baal Be'ir. But if he told her that I'm going to the other end of the city, it's going to be us. Ivra, hu nimshach achrei tam Rashi, so again, since she's going to the other side of the city, the husband is going to the other side of the city, she knows he's not coming home. It's going to be mutter. Ubizmanenu. He takes this machlekes of the Rashi and the Rambam, and he builds it up even further. It becomes more extreme, the machlekes, with modern modern technology. A telephone is not so modern anymore. But he says, Ubizmanenu shemedavim derech telephone. Mimakom avoida. What happens? Oh. So he calls her from work. How's the day going? What's going on? Lahabayis. Umakam avoida hu barachak mokam harbe. He works far away. He works in the city, and she's in Brooklyn. L'Rashi hanal yotzei chomer oin yotzei. According to Rashi, it's a big chomer. Why? Because she knows he's not on the way home yet. He's still at work. He just called her from the work phone.
Not with a cell phone.
Not with a cell phone, correct. He calls her. No, but let's say he calls her on the cell phone. He says, I'm at work. Unless he's trying to trick her. But he says, I'm still at work. Right? Again. Before there was a cell phone, before there was any telephone, you had no idea when he was coming home exactly. Okay, you assume he works 9 to 5, but you don't really know. But now he calls and he says, I'll be home in 2 hours. So according to Rashi, Hashta Asi Fakarit, she knows he's definitely not coming home. He's not coming home, she knows he's far away. It's the fear of her husband that she feels that, like, that presence of his. She feels it much more. She just got off the phone with him. So she feels that fear of her husband even more. So the application becomes more profound in both directions. According to Chashem Duma Asi, if she talks to him on the phone, it becomes a bigger problem because she's not coming home. She knows he's not coming home. But on the time that the Isser is because she's fearful of him, she becomes more fearful because she just spoke to him on the phone. His presence is real in a way. Ivra says that the Shevet HaLevi, even though it's true that the Mechaber and the Rambam, the Paiskim, don't say Hashta Oski. They just say Emas Bailaleo, which he's understanding to mean just the fact that her husband is in the city gives her a fear. Still, he says, I wouldn't be Mekel. Be'ikatarti. I'm sorry. Lahakul Amais Begdeilo, to New York or London, a big city that you can mamish from travel from one end to the other, could take an hour or two. He wouldn't be Mekel. Achiyaitzebai, be'ikatarti. If she knows he's far away and she knows he's not coming home, he wouldn't be mekel. You hear what he says? He says, lines to some places, say, many places say you should be machmir like Rashi. The Gam Bail Beir Yisur Ikka. I don't know what that means. Maestro Shulchan Aruch says not like that. It says there is a heter Bail Beir. V'noisel bozeh is manenu shchichi pritzim tuva. The door is the door of pritzim. You have to be more nizer in Hilchas Yichud. V'yesh ma'achreinim savri the pritzi lamahani hetezeh. Which the Maestro Shulchan Aruch path is not like that. Shulchan Aruch says that even if the people are considered pritzim, there is a heter Bail Beir. But he says, he's being mitzarf, again, lahachim. And he says, so again, if she knows that he's far away, which is, this is the common application, she's far away, and she knows he's not coming, she knows that he's not coming home for a long time, you should be makbid, I guess, to have Pesach Pasuach, would be the Eitzah. Not to be, just rely on the fact, by the way, if he's in Manhattan, don't just say, yeah, you can always do that. She can say, oh, I'm not sure what time I'm coming home today. I mean, that's for him. If he's worried about, she, he knows that there's a woman, there's a man coming to the house, he could do that as a trick. But let's say she's there and he doesn't know about it. What should the woman, what should you tell your wife? What should she do if somebody shows up to the house to do work? So, look, the Shemitah Levi, you shouldn't lock the door. Again, it could be make or maybe if the door is even unlocked. It could also be Pesach Pasuach. But just to rely on Baal Beir when she knows that her husband's not coming home, and not only is not coming home, he doesn't work on Nostrand Avenue, he works in the city, or far away, she shouldn't rely on this heter. Now, it's interesting, he takes it even a step further, Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Hei, look what he writes over here. In Chelek Hei, Siman Reish Gimel, he writes, he brings the Chachmas Adam, again, he's basically referring back to the previous Shuvah that we just saw, Hini Adua, Mashakasa B'Chachmas Adam Klal Kochavav, Mubu Gam Pesach Shuvah, this Chachmas Adam is called the Pesach Shuvah Shulchan Aruch, the Dach B'Kshi B'Besa, Yesh didn't have to buy the beer. Avo kashi herlech lamakam acha ba'isair. The in hamakam yedua labal yesh iser. If she goes somewhere else, he has no idea where she is. You don't have to have to buy the beer. Yesh is a yichud al yishayach lemon the mister behind him. He's gonna come. He doesn't even know where she is. Avo gav she yishirotz lahati gam bazeh mikoyach stimus loshan rambam emes bialav. So here's he's saying an interesting thing. If you say like this other time emes bialav means she's just afraid of him, not because hashda asi. So then you wouldn't have the chumra of the chachmas adam. Chachmas adam says, if she's not at home, she's somewhere else, so what's going to happen? He'll come home, but she's not home, she's elsewhere. But if you have Ema's Vaila, so then regardless of where she is, she feels that Ema. Zoch the Shevet HaLevi. The Mashma, the Ein Zemishon Pachadoma Hashta Chazila. El Koshu Ba'isa Eir Lo'ilam Pachadu Allah. Vu in your Regesh TV, again, he quotes that same Lashon. Shabi Yoisi Kar Ba'alusi Allah, Gvahir Eir Bezeh Sifri Achayim, I'm Mashta Kasav. He says, look what I wrote in Shevet HaLevi, Chele Gimel Sim Kupay. Look at this. I'm not so certain about this. Why? If we go with Rashi's understanding, the chashash is he may show up. So it makes no difference if you're in the time of the Gemara or the time of the Shulchan Aruch or in 2021. If she suspects the husband may show up, she's afraid. Right? If that's the understanding of Baal Beir, that she may show up. So she's going to refrain from doing anything. It's in the turn. He may come back. Avo, he says, if you understand like the Rambam, the way he understood the Chachmas Adam understands the Rambam, Emas Bailala Bliya Pachat, not that she's afraid he's going to come home, Rak Mashim Marusa Shalal, because he is like the boss, Yitachen de Lazet Tzarech Midas Mashal Tznias. You need a certain Midas of Tznias, meaning a certain relationship that used to exist between a husband and a wife. Tznias Yeser Vachna, the women, they didn't go to work. Women were always at home. There was a tremendous hachna. Umi amar, be careful about this. Everybody said, "Mi amar the shayich b'chol hazmanim, b'chol hanashim, b'chol hamasav." Who says that the women are still like this anymore? It used to be the woman. She knows her husband's in the city. That was a pacha. Since today, he's not so sure that exists anymore. Which means is that the only heter of Baal Beir would go back to Rashi that there's a chashash still maasi, hashda asi. And if the chashash is hashda asi, so then it has to actually be. You know, practically speaking, that maybe Taka Hashta Asi. He's not so certain that this other Heter, Marusel, she's afraid of him. Women today, they're not so afraid like they were at Mal. He's not willing to rely on that.
What was this written?
No, not so long ago, 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah. He said the world changed, which is true. The world did change. It used to be there was no such thing as a woman going to work. A woman was in the house. So her whole relationship to the outside world was different, right? The whole society is different today. There's no question. You want to say, you know, so that's a doctor's thing. How vite to say it? You want to say that it changed so much that women are not afraid to apply to Hilchas Yichud that there's no Heter Baal Beir. Okay, so the Shevet HaLevi had the places he felt that there was an issue. And were there others that argue on him? Perhaps, that could be. I'm just saying, but the concept definitely is true that the society has definitely changed from what it was years ago. Okay, Rabbi said more or less that's the discussion over here. So it seems that it's not kedai to be samech. If she knows that he's not coming home, then she should not rely only on Baal Beer. Just like wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, it's really, I don't want to get make a whole discussion out of this, but also another application that he brings of Libe Gaspa, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kroivim, people that you grew up together with, and he says also in Sivav, just look at the underline over here, another example he says is Aruch HaShulchan, Oishi Yeshla Iza Hakar Aydein Yoni Mischar Chiyotzi. People who do business, which again is very common, because you have, in an office you have men and women, a very often a man will have a secretary at work, that also is definitely considered Libe Gaspa, so there's no head of Baal Be'ir, man should never be have the door closed, certainly not locked, with a secretary in the office, because even if he thinks that Baal Be'ir, it's a firm secretary, obviously you're talking about a firm secretary, because if she's a goita, there is no head of Baal Be'ir Bechla, but even if she's a firm secretary, the there's no head of Baal Be'ir, because it's considered Libe Gaspa, because he sees her every day, he talks to her all the time. Again, no, he has no heter Baal Be'ir. The heter Baal Be'ir is for her.
The fact that she has a heter allows this to be there.
Correct. I'm saying, but in this case, it wouldn't be a heter. Since it's Libe Gaspa, someone that he deals with on a daily basis considers Libe Gaspa. Again, Libe Gaspa doesn't mean that there's a pretense between them. Obviously, I'm talking about even the Gemara has a case of Libe Gaspa. It just means they know each other. Anyone that's familiar with the other one?